Okay, right now we are going to check in on an American Santa Claus in France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley takes us to a village Christmas pageant with an unlikely Saint Nick.
Aurélie Garat, Christmas pageant organizer for the tiny town of Vimoutiers, still can't get over how she found their Père Noël this year.
J'ai vu un beau jeune homme avec une belle barbe.
I was parking and I saw a nice young man with a beautiful beard sitting in his car on the phone, and I said to him, "Your beard speaks to me. Would you be our Father Christmas this year?"
That heaven-sent Santa is 66-year-old retired American photographer Tom Haley, who happens to be fixing up a house he recently bought near Vimoutiers. Haley says he wasn't actually so surprised by Garat's request.
For several years now, I'm walking along in Paris or anywhere, and kids all of a sudden stop in their tracks like they see Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!
Dressed in a century-old red felt hood and cape, Haley takes his place in a carriage pulled by a donkey. He's surrounded by children dressed as elves and characters from fairy tales. The joyous party is soon joined by an organ grinder. After a stop at the retirement home, the little pageant arrives in the town square. There's a Christmas market and a big comfy chair awaits Père Noël.
They're going to invite the people to bring their kids to have a photo with Père Noël. This is quite an experience. Bonjour, jeune homme. Comment tu t'appelles?
Haley takes each enfant upon his knee.
Et les Barbie.
Ah, des Barbie.
Six-year-old Luna wants Barbie dolls. Other, less young residents also visit Santa for a talk.
Donc,
travailler à une fromagerie.
Ah oui?
88-year-old André Boursier tells Haley how she worked her whole life as a cheesemaker. She refuses to sit in his lap.
Ah oui?
But tells him, yes, she still believes in Père Noël. Haley has a connection to Normandy that goes back to his father, who landed here on D-Day plus two. He says in the 1990s, he and his father returned and were able to find the farm where his company bivouacked.
This older gentleman answered the door, and I explained to him what we were doing there, and that my father had landed on Omaha Beach. And the guy just sort of broke down and grabbed my father in his arms and hugged him. I mean, it was incredible.
Oui, on est content et on est d'origine marocaine.
Today, Vimoutiers has a Muslim community. Like others, Lubna Setkawi's parents immigrated here from Morocco in the decades after World War II. Setkawi brings her children out to celebrate Christmas because she says it's important to share in each other's holidays and culture. And she says having an American Père Noël this year gives them another culture to celebrate. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Vimoutiers, France.